global machine tool consumption to rise in 2017. At a recent press conference, the executive director of the VDW, German Machine Tool Builders Association, Wilfried Schaefer, discussed the expected growth of the global machine tool market. Experts expect networking to trigger a quantum leap forward in terms of improving productivity and competitiveness among users in all sectors, said Schaefer. No doubt this is why the VDW will be focusing on digitization and networking at this year's IMO Hanover. State of machine tool markets. According to the VDW, the global machine tool market totaled €68.3 billion, $72.9 billion, in 2015, with a 1.7% decline predicted for 2016. The European market is cited as the best performer, driven by consumption in Turkey, Spain, and Italy. However, the UK's industrial sector was severely affected by last year's Brexit decision, with machine tool consumption predicted to fall by almost one-third. Russian consumption is also expected to decrease, though only by one-fifth. In the Asian market, only India and Japan are showing positive growth. The North and South American market is performing the worst, primarily due to what the VDW describes as a very difficult situation in Brazil. Fortunately, the predictions for 2017 are more positive, with global investments rising by 1.5% and machine tool consumption by 2.1%. Europe is expected to remain in the top spot, with an increase of 4.1%. According to the VDW, Asia and America can achieve only an underproportional rise in their machine tool consumption during 2017, of 1.7% and 0.9% respectively, but will at least be turning a minus into a plus. Machine tools and the U.S. auto industry. To take a specific example, the U.S. auto industry is noted as doing comparatively well, with nearly all major manufacturers announcing projects for modernizing and upsizing their capacities. The industry as a whole is increasing its capital investment by 1.0% in 2017, according to the VDW's forecasting partner, Oxford Economics. The industry's emphasis on reducing fuel consumption through lightweighting means that there is a growing demand for machining aluminum, combinations of lightweight materials and carbon. Machine tool demand is also being boosted by the aerospace industry, which intends to increase capital investments by 5.6% in 2017, according to Oxford Economics. Other sources of demand include producers of food and packaging machinery as well as textile and plastic processing machines. U.S.-German relations. The U.S. imported more than 60% of its machine tool consumption, totaling approximately €7.5 billion, $8 billion, in 2015. With a share of 16%, Germany ranks second among the major supplier nations, after Japan. From a German viewpoint, in 2016 the U.S. was the second most important export market, with a share of almost 12%. Germany supplied the U.S. with machines, parts and accessories worth just under €1 billion. Demand was chiefly for parts and accessories, machining centers, bending machines, laser systems and grinding machines. The German machine tool industry is very well anchored among the major American automakers, their component suppliers, the aviation industry, and the mechanical engineering sector, said Schaefer. The U.S. manufacturers of production technology also need to intensify their focus on international markets, continued the VDW's executive director. Their position in the global market demonstrates how internationally competitive they are. With a volume of almost €5 billion, $5.3 billion, and a share of more than 7%, they rank among the top 10 of the most important manufacturers worldwide. They export around 43% of their production output. According to the VDW's global statistics, most recently in 2015 exports had increased by a tenth. According to the VDW, deliveries to Germany fell by a double-figure percentage in 2016. Germany ranks sixth among the most important markets for U.S. equipment manufacturers, while the U.S. ranks eighth among the most important suppliers for Germany's industrial sector. For more information, visit the IMO Hanover website.